Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Hymn Sing Sunday. I'm thinking as I'm standing here to do announcements, we should have had the choir come up and sing the announcements. Don't you think? Who's gamed? Because I know they won't want to listen to me sing. It should be a very enlightening service today. Lots of singing. Please stay afterwards for our social hour. It is Ice Cream Sunday. So lots of good things happening at Knock St. Paul's Church today. My name is Kim Berry, for those who may not know me. You've all received the bulletin. Just to go over a few announcements, we have one more week collecting our food cups for the Agape Kids Community Kitchen. As you enter in, on your right-hand side, there's a big blue basket where we will be putting the items. We have a new display at the back of the church on what's been going on the last month or so as we have community within the church and how we do our outreach programs in our community. So please take some time and look at the pictures. As we know, there is no official Sunday school this morning. However, we will be setting up in the back table. We have drinks and snacks for those under, let's say, 20. Can join in the back. And there's coloring sheets and activities. So anyone under 20 is allowed to come in the back and have fun. Plans are underway for the Grand Bazaar from the United Church Women. If you're aware of any of the vendors who would like to come out and sell their wares, please let me know. Our next big social hour will be on August 11th, which is our church picnic, an indoor picnic. As we never know about the weather and the little bugs, so we'll be staying inside. We will be having more news as the date approaches, and there will be a sign-up sheet just to know roughly how many people are planning to stay for the church picnic. Next Sunday, the 28th, our theme will be Psalm 23, and our shepherd looks after us. We have special music being provided by Felicity Brown, Judy Pentiga, and John Worrell. And I'm sure we're on the keyboard by Rosemary Brown. Just saying, I'm not 100% sure. And it's also birthday Sunday, so more food. Enjoy today, and hopefully we'll see you after church. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You get the benefits of a fan up here, but you also get your notes blowing all over the place. So, one or the other. Welcome, everyone. Now, this Sunday is the format of the worship service is a little bit different. The scripture readings will be all the way through the worship service. We are going to sing six hymns instead of the four. And each time before we sing a hymn, I'm going to tell you a little story behind each hymn. So this morning is all about making a joyful noise. Whether you think you can sing or not, God hears it as perfect. We can never start a worship service without recognizing the territory on which this church stands. As we begin this time of worship, we remember that we are situated on the traditional lands of the Iroquois, Mohawk, Huron, Wendat. We acknowledge and give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people on this land. We are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect. The wonderful news that came out the last couple of days was there used to be a little town in Manitoba that belonged to the Métis. And it was taken away from them so that the farmers would have more land for their cows. It is being given back to them, which is wonderful news. The call to worship this morning will set our mood for our morning. We sing from the depths of our sorrow. We sing in voices separate and unique. May the words of our mouths, whether in speech or song, be pleasing to God. We are partners, participants in the work of God. The opening hymn this morning is one that we haven't sung too often. I don't think we've ever sung it. I don't remember it. But so it's a good one to know and learn this morning. It's Jesus Shall Reign. And it reflects an 18th century vision of the world church, rooted in the language of Psalm 72, Isaac Watts paraphrased this psalm in ways that reflected England at the time of the rise of the British Empire. Isaac Watts wrote over 750 hymns and is often called the father of hymns. Before him, Christian singing was usually around the Psalms. That's what they sang. Watts inspired many poets after him to write hymns about the Lord Jesus as seen through the whole Bible. Jesus Shall Reign is one of the first big mission hymns of the church and is sung all over the world. So, Jesus Shall Reign. What I forgot to mention at the beginning was that if you do not hear the hymn that you had put in the suggestion box. We will be singing it down the road, for sure. This is a reading about music. Music, that thing which engages us, inspires us, connects us, empowers us, soothes us, and fills our spirits to the very brim. Music lies within us and surrounds us in everyday culture. The songs of the earth echo in our souls. We carry them in our hearts. In this way, music becomes a part of us. It's a form of expression, a language that knows no bounds. When words fail, music speaks. We cannot keep silent. So we sing. We sing about faith and love and experiences. We sing about spring and the changing in the seasons. We sing about singing. How can we not? Sometimes hymns take on a very personal note for the composer. As it turned out, for an American Methodist church musician and composer, Natalie Seeth. In the bulb there is a flower. She began publishing anthems in the late 1960s and wound up writing more than 200 anthems for choirs. In the bulb is a flower sprang from a season in the mid-80s when she was pondering the ideas of life, death, spring, winter, Good Friday, and Easter, and T.S. Eliot's intriguing poetic line, "In the end is our beginning." The words and music she penned were simple, eloquent, and beautiful. And then, just a few days after putting the finishing touches on In the Bulb, there is a flower. Her husband, Ronald, a professor of preaching, was diagnosed with cancer, terminal cancer. And when he heard her play this song, he said to her, "Please sing it at my funeral." We are now going to sing In the Bulb, There is a Flower.
Sing God alone can sing.
Our first scripture reading is Psalm 92, verses 1 to 3. It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him, thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Sing his praises accompanied by music from the harp and lute and lyre. That's going to be hard for some of us because we don't have those instruments, but the thought is there. The next hymn is a Shaker melody written by folk singer Sidney Carter in 1963, famous for its original title, Lord of the Dance. The words are written as though Jesus was singing them and pictures Christian life as a dance with Jesus as the leader. Using her vivid mind, Carter created a new song that invites us to join Jesus in the dance. Through five stanzas, Jesus retells his life's events using the first person, I. The refrain shifts the voice to third person, he, as we respond, encouraging one another to dance. Dance our faith as Christ leads us wherever we may be. This is a special piece that calls us to remember to sing and dance in celebration of God's goodness. I danced in the morning. That was a good start for this. The children's time. Amanda, Christine, Kim. Mel. Okay. This one, everybody can do the actions to it. So I'm invited to a party. This is Psalm 150. A party to praise God. How will I praise God? With every breath I take. Everybody in. With my feet. Okay. This is the B. With my hands. With my arms. With my mouth. And I want to hear this really loud. Shout out, I love you, God.
I love you, God.
Thank you. I will praise God with all that I am, all that I do, and all that I have. Praise the Lord. That was one person writing that. But it's how we should all feel, eh? But that word praise. You can't hold a mic and turn the pages at the same time. What does the word praise mean? Oh my goodness. Maybe thank you for what you did. That's praise, right? When somebody tells you, thank you for what you did. Like Mom does it all the time, right? You worked really hard on that. I would not be with your child. No, you worked on that assignment. You worked on that project. And you were very good at it. You're an excellent helper. And you are. Both of you help every Sunday. You open the door. You greet people. That is a biggie. That was your best effort ever. You really used your imagination on that project. I'm proud of you for doing your best. That's all these words that. And there's more instances of praise. It's when we praise God, it is like standing up and clapping our hands because God has done something good for us. When we shout, well done, it's realizing God is amazing. Absolutely amazing. In all the things he's done for us. Now, I have a copy of Psalm 150, but it's for children. Eldon Weisheit did this a long time ago. I'm invited to a party. Parties are nice, eh? You like parties? Right. A party to praise God. And here we go again. How will I praise God? With every breath I take. With my feet. With my hands. With my arms, with my mouth, I love God. I will praise him with a song that I love to hear. I will praise him with a video game that I love to play. I will praise him with the food I eat. I must be praising him all the time then. I praise him with the clothes I wear, like Amanda's ribbon skirts and her jingles. I will praise him with all that I am and all that I do. And all that I have, praise to the Lord. Now, over there are some instruments. I think there's enough for everybody to go pick something. Oh, you're jingly. Yeah. So there's either a tambourine. All of you.
It's a whole twist.
Yeah. And Amanda's got the, she put extra jingles on for this morning. Don't say that. So everybody's going to play their instruments. Once again, you don't have to have a tune to play an instrument, do you? Just keep shaking those tambourines and maracas as I say, I'm invited to a party to praise God. How will I praise God? With all the breath I take, shaking it with my feet and my tambourines and my maracas, with my hands that are shaking those as hard as we can, and with our arms up in the air doing it, there we go, and with our mouths saying once again, thank you. You are a wonderful band. You're hired. There are, Don left some sheets for you guys at the back, activity sheets if you want to do that. And I want to thank everybody else who took part in the band. Psalm 98, verse 4 to 6. Shout your praise to God, everybody. Let loose and sing. Strike up the band. Round up the orchestra to play for God. Add on 100 voice choir. Feature trumpets and big tambourines and trombones. Fill the air with praise to King God. I think we did that. The story behind the next hymn. Albert Einstein once said, "You have to color outside the lines once in a while if you want to make your life a masterpiece." Maybe Gordon Light was thinking of that, quote, when he wrote the modern hymn, "My Love Colors Outside the Lines." "My Love Colors Outside the Lines" is a modern worship song by Gordon Light of the musical group called the Common Cup Company. And it was arranged for more voices by Andrew Donaldson. It speaks to our longing to follow God's call and gently encourages us to overcome our fear of stepping out of that comfort zone in order to do so. Maybe stepping out of all the things that we have normally done as a church, the way we have conducted things. You may recognize some of Gordon Light's other works. The Palm Sunday hymn, "He Comes Riding on a Donkey." The Pentecost hymn, "She Comes Sailing in on the Wind." Discipleship hymns like "Come Touch Our Hearts" and "Draw the Circle Wide." We are now going to sing "My Love Colors Outside the Lines." Now is our time in the worship service for faith sharing. Those things that may have happened during the week where you felt God's touch in your life. Something that may have happened this morning that touched you and you want to share with the rest of us. Anyone is welcome to come up and share their thoughts. If no one wants to share this morning, we will sit in holy silence for a while.
That's me again. I just wanted to say on Friday when we came to make the signs, it was Kim, myself, and Alex. And I usually skip out over the summer because I was used to be so busy. So I've actually never had a conversation with Alex before. I barely knew him. So to sit for those 2 hours while we were painting and coloring and just talking, I actually got to know him. So it was a real pleasure that not only did we get to make the signs, but I actually got to meet someone and make, I hope, a new friend. And yesterday, we were able to go and carry our signs at the Pride Parade. I'm so glad of the amount of people that were able to come out and join us. It was beautiful, a gorgeous day, a little warm, but it turned out beautifully. So thank you, everybody, for coming out and making the signs and coming out and marching with us.
Hi everyone, I'm Sophie, and I guess me and Kim were thinking alike because I was so blessed yesterday to be at the event of Pride and to see some church members come and see me after. I had a little booth. As some of you know, I was extremely blessed to be able to sell my merchandise in the church. Of all the things that I had on my bucket list, that one was one that wasn't even there because it was never even thought that I could ever be so welcomed and loved in a church that I could actually sell my rainbow stuff in the actual church. To be honest, at the beginning, I was like, oh yeah, I'll be in the basement for sure of the church, but no, I was here. And, anyways, I am beyond blessed, to have an accepting church and, accepting people. And I just, you know, having people marching in for the church in the parade is such a blessing of how all of your hearts come together and give us a big hug that we are loved by God. So thank you so much.
I just wanted to share one little thing with you folks because people have asked about my grandson, Oliver, who has cancer. And he just received his fifth treatment. And they think it's so positive. They think it's so remarkable, the strides that he has made. And that he is probably going to come out of this cancer-free, although he will have to go through the steps to make sure over the years that, but they were amazed at how well he has done. He only had one hiccup this last time. He had to stay a week longer because he couldn't keep anything down, not even anything to drink. And so they kept him on IV, and they also kept him supplements that way as well. And the place I am, and every time I see it on TV, the commercial for Ronald McDonald House, that place has been such a blessing as they come in from Sydney. They have a place to stay, a place that understands what they're going through. And they can walk over to the hospital. And when he finished and they thought that the supplements and IV had worked, they wanted him to stay for a little while longer, so he was able to stay at Ronald McDonald House those extra days instead of having to stay in the hospital. So, like I said, every time I see that commercial for Ronald McDonald House, I know that it is there for people, and it has been such a blessing to us, and I know it has been a blessing to other families as well. Our next hymn is a hymn. Scripture reading is Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of the Anointed One richly inhabit your lives. With all wisdom, teach, counsel, and instruct one another. Sing the psalms, compose hymns and songs inspired by the Spirit. And keep on singing. Sing to God from hearts full and spilling over with thankfulness. Here I am, Lord, also known by its first line, I, the Lord of sea and sky, was written by an American composer, Dan Shute. Its lyrics are inspired by the Bible verse from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am. Send me. And 1 Samuel chapter 3, we all know the story of when God calls to the young boy Samuel. Mr. Shute was a Jesuit in his early 30s, learning theology at Berkeley, California, when one of his friends requested him to compose a song for a forthcoming ordaining mass of the deacons. The person came to him on a Thursday and wanted the song for the Sunday. But he did it. Shute has always stated that he frequently used scripture as a foundation of his songs. So as he thought about the concept of being called for the ordaining mass, he looked to the stories of the prophets, like Jeremiah, who asked God to bestow him with the best words to use. Here I am, Lord.
now is the time when we bring up the offering. The offering that is in the little church at the back, but also all those things that you bring to this church. All those wonderful things that you are and bring to the church. God, we offer our hearts as we raise our voices in song. We thank you for accepting and blessing all our gifts. Amen. God, we thank you for the music in our lives, nourishing the senses as the spirit thrives, tunes that are our timeless treasures. Rhythms given dance and play. Harmonies whose blended beauty takes our breath away. God, we thank you for the music of the earth, for creation given voice when given birth. Crashing wave and splashing water, chirping cricket, cheerful bird, murmuring of trees and grasses where the wind has stirred. God, we thank you for the music of our faith singing on through joy and trouble, life and death. Journey songs of traveling people, sorrow songs that cry despair, glorialias and Alleluia's lifted praise and prayer. Let our world be rich with music, making peace. Let the instruments of concord never cease. Gather strength from all our voices, every tone we can employ music. From the heart of heaven, fill our lives with joy. We pray for all those who are represented by the prayer stones that lay on the communion table. We pray for all those who are suffering, either physically, mentally, or spiritually. Those that are in the dark grips of grief. Put your comforting arms around each one of them so they know you are there for them and willing to bear their pain for them. We bring these prayers and all those laying silent in our hearts, too painful to speak out loud, to you, knowing that you will answer them in the way that is best for us and for those we pray for. This we do as we pray the prayer your Son Jesus taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 100, verses 1 to 2. On your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter, sing yourselves into his presence. It is said that when St. Patrick was a missionary in Ireland in the 5th century, King Ligor of Tara decreed that no one was allowed to light any fires until a pagan festival was begun by the lighting of a fire on Slane Hill in County Meath. In a move of defiance against this pagan ritual, St. Patrick did light a fire, and rather than execute him, the king was so impressed by his devotion that he let Patrick continue his missionary work. 3 centuries later, a monk named Dallan Forgaill wrote the Irish poem, Be Thou My Vision, to remember and honor the faith of St. Patrick. Forgaill was martyred by pirates, but his poetry lived on for centuries until in the early 20th century, Mary Elizabeth Byrne translated the poem into English, and in 1912, Eleanor Hull versified the text in what is now a beloved hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
member to join us for ice cream and a time for fellowship afterwards. May the songs of the angels sustain us. May the praises of the saints inspire you. May the silent music of the unseen Trinity be in your heart. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.